Hello, and welcome to the Oklahoma Today podcast. Thank you once again for downloading and listening. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Yelp, Nextdoor, eBay, any other apps that you can think of. We are always happy to provide you with a lot of excellent Oklahoma content, and if you want more of it, you can always check our website, oklahomatoday.com, and of course, subscribe to our magazine, available across the state, Oklahoma Today. The Oklahoma Today podcast is brought to you by MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Celebrating its 20th year, the MIO Coalition represents over 70 Oklahoma food processors and agricultural producers. These companies are known for products you can depend on for consistency, quality, taste, and flavor. Local has a name, and the name is MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Learn more at www.miocoalition.com.
Love those guys.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Great. Yeah.
We've got a packed studio today. Oklahoma Today editor-in-chief, Nathan Gunter.
What's up?
Web editor Greg Elwell. That's me.
You. Hey. You're just talking.
Yeah. Hooray, it's me. And then we also have our Oklahoma Tourism Photography Manager.
Megan.
Yep.
Hi.
Megan Rossman, the one and only.
And our staff photographer.
Hello, it's Lori Duckworth.
All right. We are all hard at work right now on the next issue coming out in November. It's going to be about Tulsa.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's the Tulsa issue, all things Tulsa.
Yeah.
It's been fun. We got to go up in April. All of us, everybody in this room, got to go up and spend 3 days just chilling in Tulsa with our buddy Abby Curran, who is
living on Tulsa time.
Yeah, living on Tulsa time, who's now the regional director of tourism. I don't know what her exact title is.
But oh, that's awesome.
She's the queen of Tulsa.
Yeah.
We'll just call her the queen of Tulsa.
She's always been the queen of
Tulsa. What's up, Abby?
In our hearts.
Yeah, we love her. And we got a lot of really cool story ideas from that and had a lot of fun. So that's a good time. So if you're a Tulsan, or if you just love Tulsa, or if you don't know anything about Tulsa and you're like, I never knew that, then pick up our Tulsa issue because it's coming soon. And if you subscribe, you're going to get it middle of October. So that's even more exciting.
Absolutely. Please head over to oklahomatoday.com, click on the subscribe link, and get yourself a subscription. We've got great deals.
If it's a medical requirement, get yourself a prescription.
Yeah, everything's on fire, and we're trying to get rid of it. So subscribe now.
We promise it's worth it.
Looking at we've been working on the issue. I'm super excited to see we've got the Outsiders.
Yes, a history of the Outsiders. We have lots of photos of Rob Lowe and Tom Cruise and Patrick Swayze.
And, ladies. And company, also a gentleman.
And certain among the male population as well. Cool photos of them as youngsters and filming the Outsiders, but that's one of my favorite things in the issue. You guys, what are some of your favorite things that we've been working on lately? Like, what do you like in the Tulsa issue? Mm. We're like so deep in the process now, none of us like any of it because we've been working for so long.
Yeah, I know. And
yeah,
I mean the scavenger hunt. There's some interesting things
fun.
In there.
Yeah, that's really fun.
It's just basically a guide to just kind of must stop.
Yeah.
Just cool things that you should do in Tulsa.
And the cool thing about that is that when it launches. Our friend Mary Beth Babcock has agreed to give a 10% off coupon to her store Buck Adams Cosmic Curios on 66 to anyone who completes 5 of the things in the Tulsa scavenger hunt and tags us on Instagram. So if you're a grammar, which we're going to talk about here in a minute, you can get 10% off on some cool Oklahoma merch at Buck Adams. So that's exciting.
That's a cool store.
Yeah.
Crazy vacuum cleaner robots and
all kind of cool stuff.
Yeah. Man. I loved that place.
It's a neat store.
I was, am I Popsicles? Correct in thinking that, that Mary Beth is also going to be one of the people in My Tulsa?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've got this really amazing look. We talked to a bunch of kind of Tulsa luminaries, some who are newer to the city and some who've been there for a while, talking about what they love about the city. So it's not just us, it's not just us, the people who are, you know, experts in tourism throughout the state, but also people who live in Tulsa telling you what to do.
Yeah. So you get to find out like where Hanson's favorite restaurant is.
Maybe. Yes.
Maybe. I don't know. We haven't quite
we haven't gotten their questionnaire yet.
We're still waiting on them to send it back, but
hopefully.
Yeah.
But we did learn Danny O'Connor really loves hamburgers.
Well, he seems like the kind of person who would really like hamburgers, like your better people.
And he doesn't drink except for coffee.
Yes, he was telling me that, but he recommended, I think it was Weber's Clouds?
Clouds. Weber's, Clouds,
and Brownies.
Brownies, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really great burgers.
Because I just wanted to know myself, because I love to eat hamburgers, too. So I need to know from the other hamburger lovers where to go to get hamburgers when I am in Tulsa.
Now, probably the most well-traveled among the four of us, seriously, is Lori, because as the tourism department photographer, you literally travel to every corner of the state all the time.
I am all over.
So, honestly, you're probably the most well-traveled Oklahoman I know, seriously.
Well, thank you.
That's the truth, because you do. You're out in the field more than anyone else in the department, for sure. You probably even beat the lieutenant governor who was here last week. Like, you travel more than he does. Yeah. So what are some things that you've come to love in Tulsa, especially?
Oh, man. Well, I always have to go to Andolini's and get a slice.
Oh, such yes. good pizza. Yeah.
They have the giant pepperoni
yeah.
that is gets so crispy and delicious.
They have smoked mozzarella.
Yes.
Oh,
it is so
delicious.
Good. Let's see. Always have to hit up a brewery or two. Not working. Not when I'm working.
Not while working.
If I'm on
we are state employees,
there.
Yeah, if we're there for fun.
But yeah,
I've been a big fan of the Prairie Ales Brewery
Ooh,
down in
yes.
the Arts District. That one is really good. Mm-hmm. They have some good beers on tap there.
I got to check out some Welltown as well, and that was really good.
I haven't been there. I'll have to try
it's
that
delish.
One next. Okay.
Jane's
cool.
Delicatessen
yes.
has become
yes.
a place that it's hard for me to go to Tulsa and not eat at Jane's Delicatessen.
Mary Beth took us all there, and we had a great
oh,
meal.
Man.
That place
Their
was
pickle
awesome.
Plate, oh, it's so good. And they have pierogies, mm-hmm. which is something I have not seen anywhere else in Oklahoma.
It's
so,
a rarity for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you need a good pierogi,
and
Jane's Deli.
Everything I've eaten there has been delicious.
Remember that sandwich that had like, it was like ham, brie, and a pickled peach?
Sir yes. William, no. Oh. Was it Sir William, no?
Oh man, I can't remember, but I've
mean,
tried to recreate
Sir William,
it.
Yes, I'll have another.
Yeah, no. Well, imagine the pickle platter has pickled peaches, pickled jalapenos, it had pickled rhubarb, it has pickled
carrots, beets.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of that kind of classic deli food that you don't see everywhere. There was uh-huh. like that cheese salad and egg salad and
yeah.
a whitefish salad.
Yeah.
Like,
which I was really surprised by how good whitefish was.
Oh, it, yes.
And they have a lot of neat kind of takeaway products too.
Uh-huh.
Like somebody got like some
like gummies
black
and
licorice. Yeah,
well, yeah, like, yeah.
Carly got black licorice because she thought that
her husband
would like
yeah.
it, and he emphatically did not. So now I have black licorice.
You have black licorice at your desk at work. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's funny.
That place, yeah, that place is cool. But I'm food centric wherever I go. I'm always waiting for the next meal. So
we also had a great meal at Laffa on
Laffa,
that trip.
That
which
place
is in the Arts District
was
as well.
Amazing.
Mediterranean food.
I got
yeah.
I think it was a shawarma platter.
Yeah. I got some kind of Ethiopian dish. I don't remember now what it was called, but it was great.
That
it was
like
a stew
food.
Sort of thing,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
so
a wat.
And what
yes.
was that? The hummus that was so good. It was like a, was it a sweet potato hummus?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And of course, one that's going to be a place that's going to show up in that Tulsa issue is the Mother Road Market.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
great.
Has
yeah.
some...
Which has the best ice cream in the world. I have to... Oh, sorry. I'm too close to the microphone.
She's emphatic and she's too close to the microphone. It's okay. We love that. But you also told me about a place, Megan, and I still haven't been there. And I feel like such a dork because I still haven't been there. You told me you wrote a story about steak a few years ago.
Oh, yeah,
and you
Prime.
Said Prime in downtown Tulsa.
Prime, yeah. Prime was really good. That
yeah.
that steak had, what was it? I got a bone-in strip steak and the fat on it tasted like, it was richer than like bacon fat.
We were singing its praises when you came back.
It's hard to top that steak. And the sides were good. And yeah, no, it's a good steak. I know there are a lot of places you can get a steak that is good in varying level. You know, you have your sort of like, it's like. Like sushi, like what do you call it?
Utility sushi.
Like you've got your utility steaks too, you know.
Yeah.
But like you can find some good steaks at different price points. Like you don't need to spend like $80 for a good steak, but if you do spend $80,
you want it to be a really good steak.
Yeah,
that's
it's
right.
gonna be the kind of steak that you know you.
Tell your grandchildren about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you talk about for years like I do. But then, you know, there are also places where you can, you know, we have, like, there's Cousins and, well, I'll keep this to Tulsa.
No, that's what
no,
it's worth
fine,
talking
yeah.
about because you introduced us
yeah,
to
Yeah, Lori introduced
Hello,
us.
Lori.
Yeah.
What's up, Cousins on North
best
May?
Best food in the city. I stand by that place. Yeah. I love Cousins Food. They have the best cheese fries that I've ever had in my life.
They are good. But that steak, is it a
ribeye special?
It's a ribeye. It's a ribeye special on Tuesday.
Tuesday ribeye special. You get a steak, a salad, and a side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a baked potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was getting.
For and like it's just, $10 or $11.
Yeah. I'm not gonna claim to know what the price is. I just go in and give them my money.
It's a and you know what? Great that, steak too. It's you, a bar and it's a bar.
Yeah.
Like it's a that kind is of a smoky bar, but it's a great.
It's a solid steak. You
yeah,
know?
It is. Yeah. It's really it's good.
Well, and that's really the key I think with steak is sometimes it can be about the quality of the meat itself, and ideally, you know, you're starting off with a really good quality, but. But even across the different grades, the talent of the chef is going to be a deciding factor in how that steak tastes. And, clumsy segue, the talent of the photographer in many cases can be the difference between taking a picture that is fine and one that you want to frame and show your family and put up on Instagram for a billion likes.
Yes. So a photographer is like a chef of light.
A chef of light, yes.
That's great. That's great.
Like Thomas Kincaid.
Yeah. Well,
the painter of light.
The painter of light. So you guys know, I try and take photos, and occasionally they turn out well. What are some of your tips for making, like, surefire great pictures?
So, I mean, most basic thing is rule of thirds, which a lot of people that are into photography already know about. Some people that don't really know much about photography may not know. So rule of thirds is basically you take your image and you split it into thirds on the horizontal axis and the vertical axis. And then where those lines intersect is where you want the subject of your photo to be, or just kind of, you know, move through the photo.
So not always just dead center.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Best thing you can do, especially with the horizon line, you want it either in the kind of lower. So if you divide the photo in half, you want it kind of in the middle of the bottom half or the middle of the top half.
Okay,
great.
You don't want it, want it just dead center cutting the photo in half. Yeah. There are exceptions to every rule, but generally, yeah.
And this applies no matter horizontal, vertical, square.
Yeah, it
like we see
matter.
On Instagram. Okay,
whatever it doesn't matter. Whatever format you want, that's the best way to do it.
But rule of thirds applies no matter what.
Yes.
Okay, great. That's good.
It's not a hard and fast rule. Like, there are exceptions to every rule, but if you're starting out, learn the rules first, and then you can break them.
Right.
It's more fun. So,
What else makes for a good gram?
I think, obviously, light is very important. Mm-hmm. It's the better the light. You know, the people talk about, I saw it in Lori's notes, the golden hour. And you don't have to, you know, not all of your photos have to be taken at sunrise or sunset. And, you know, there are actually a few things that look better midday. It just all depends on what kind of shadows. I don't know if anyone is ever really thinking this much about, you know, like what kind of shadows they want before they go take a photo on Instagram. I mean, maybe some people are, but like things generally look better when the shadows are longer, in terms of like scenic photos, landscapes and things, it gives it some texture.
Yeah,
and
the light is a little softer,
diffused,
so you're not getting
those
harsh shadows and harsh highlights. You're gonna, it's a little more midpoint.
Sure. So like high noon, not an ideal time.
Not generally, unless you want really bright blue skies.
Yeah.
Right.
And you want to get like if you're taking a photo of something that you want to look really flat, that you don't want obscured by shadows, like maybe like a gravestone or a statue. I don't know why my mind went to gravestone.
Like architectural.
Welcome back to Goth Talk.
Yeah. Buildings. yeah, that's funny.
But yeah, no, I think time lighting is everything with any photo. Yeah.
I remember the thing that my dad told me when I was a kid. He taught like black and white photography classes for a little bit when I was a kid, and he always said, if you want to take one good photo, you have to take 500 bad ones.
Yeah.
And I love that. It's all about, you know, and it's all about just patience, being in the right place at the right time, and waiting.
Yeah. Slowing down, taking your time, figuring out what you want as your subject, and yeah. then move around that a little bit to see what the best angle is to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can compose your shot around it.
That's great.
And I'm not sure if this applies as much to what we do or even to online photography, but when I years ago used to work at the Oklahoman, our photo editor there, his big thing was like, take 3 steps forward.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're trying to get everything in there, get closer.
Yeah.
Get a little bit closer.
Interesting.
And that is where you're going to find that the shot that you really want.
Huh.
Yeah.
That is fascinating.
Yep. Zoom with your feet.
Yeah. And if you're taking pictures of people, like, be playful. Yeah, I mean, I just feel like when people look more at ease, you know, when you're having fun in a photo, it shows, like, I see some pictures sometimes on Instagram of very serious-looking people posing for the camera, and it's just, I mean, who am I to tell you not to take yourself seriously in your selfies or in the photos that you take of other people? Like, maybe it is a very solemn affair, but, like, the photos tend to be more fun when, you know, you're just relaxing and...
Yeah. I do that like
having
family
a good
things.
Time,
like, I'll just
like
if I'm like shooting a photo, I always want to get people mid whatever they're doing, and it always like stops
and
me like, hang
hate...
on, let's smile, and I'm like, yeah. but I wanted you guys
no,
doing
well,
that. Right?
I understand that in a way because I have a reputation for taking really, for taking really horrible pictures of people and my family, because like I'll take pictures of them mid yawning, so it looks like they're screaming, or like while when they just took a bite full of food.
Yeah,
or,
don't shoot people that are eating. That's
yeah,
mean.
No, but it's just like you know, because I for a long time was just like I must only take candid photos of people, and like they're pretty interesting photos in that like. You know, the people that I photographed would often look monstrous because they're not expecting it. But I know I sure don't appreciate photos where I see, you know, it's like, oh, here's this photo of Megan looking, yeah. I don't know, like someone just rolled her off a cliff. And like, so please just give me a chance to smile. So that, you know,
I still maintain
it doesn't
though,
look like I'm in the background having a stroke.
My favorite photograph that's ever been taken of you, I took at Black Mesa.
No,
when we were
yeah.
hiking up to Black
Mesa. I'm walking away from the
you're
camera.
You're walking away from me, and your shoulders are slouched, and it's clear that you're not having a good time.
No,
it was really hot that
I
day.
Can't, no, it wasn't. It wasn't that it was hot. It was that it was. Very long. It
yeah.
was a very long
it's a,
hike.
It's a good hike.
Well, and
it's
I was really
hike.
Mad at the path. Like the path going to the mesa.
It shows
does,
in your posture.
Yeah, no, it's not direct. Like you walk in this
it's very
like
zigzag.
Zigzaggy yeah. path, and
it's
I was like, this is it's
pasture.
Nonsensical. Yeah. Who designed this? Which is yeah. a it's a cow path. So
right.
that's my answer.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it at the time. I was just infuriated by the. You know, there was no logic.
It's the most emotion I've ever captured in a photograph of anyone ever.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah, it's like so telling. You know, you can't even see your face, and I can see what
yeah.
you're feeling.
What,
yeah,
one question I've got is when you are trying to get pictures of people,
mm-hmm.
You know, how is it always seems like people want to just let's line up. And it's like that's not that seems so unnatural
oh,
to
yeah.
me, you know?
Well, I mean. I guess it's efficient.
It's very efficient. So no, with people, a good thing to do is kind of put them in a semicircle with the people on the ends closer to the camera.
Okay.
You can have them with their arms around each other, just standing very stiff and uncomfortable looking. But sometimes that helps where you're not getting vast amounts of space on either side of them. So you don't have like... a giant amount of space above them and below them or
okay.
Oh, that's good.
Well, and I would also imagine kind of to Nate's point about the candidness or getting people talking in a photo, it's when you have that semicircle, then you're not just all faced out. It's not so much like a firing line. It's it's like there can be conversations
yes.
that happen and interactions that happen in that way that would not happen if everyone's just like
yeah,
flat up against the wall.
Not looking at each other,
yeah.
not able
yeah.
to see everybody in the photo.
And I think
so.
Taking group photos of people, like, it is, you know, it is rarely, it's not something that looks natural unless it is, you know?
Yeah.
wedding photographers are very good at it.
Yeah.
They have that talent.
Yeah.
I've also heard people say the best camera is the one you have with you.
Absolutely, yeah. Gear isn't important. Well, it's kind of important. But you don't have to have an expensive camera to take good photos. You can have your phone. I've seen really amazing photos on phones that look really good, and they print well. They may not print gigantic, but they print really well. you don't have to have the best lens, really fancy lens, like Doug says.
Yeah.
Zoom with your feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can get closer. You can move back. It's going to be okay.
One of my favorite lenses for my DSLR is a little 50-ish millimeter plastic Fantastic that was,
exactly.
$50. And, if you want to go, you can definitely spend $400 or $500 on a 1.2 or whatever. But, take what you have, but also just like you don't have to have a $7,000 camera and all the fancy everything. You can sometimes, and especially when you're trying to get those candid shots, it seems like, pull out your camera, take a shot.
Yeah,
exactly.
Take several.
Smaller, like point-and-shoot cameras, if you're doing candids, work way better because you're not shoving this giant camera mm-hmm. at people. Mm-hmm. You just have this little thing. Sometimes people don't even notice you're shooting. It's great.
That's handy.
That's the most candid.
So candid.
Yeah. What about shifting away from people for a minute, what about landscapes? What about, you're hiking up Black Mesa, you're hiking
light,
up the Glass Mountains,
patience.
You see something beautiful.
Light and patience.
Yeah.
Take a tripod with you if you're going at golden hour. You're going to want that.
Yeah.
Definitely, because you're going to need to do some longer exposures. If you're shooting at less than a 60th of a second, that's about as low as the average person can handhold.
Okay.
So take a tripod and watch your tripod while you're photographing stuff. Mm. Do not let it out of your sight. Do not turn around. It will fall over.
Yeah. Did you learn that the hard way?
I did learn that the hard way.
Me too.
It was tragic.
Oh, no.
But we made it through.
Oh, that's good.
It's going to be okay.
That's good. But that's, that's kind of one of our trademarks here at the magazine and for Oklahoma Tourism and is that scenic photography. I think people really love to see that, those natural panoramas, those beautiful, just
epic.
Breathtakingly epic, that's the word, shots,
yeah.
So what are some of you guys' favorite shots that you've seen or done? What are some of your favorite places?
Locations?
Yeah, what are some of your favorite locations for just getting? If someone just wants to go, I love scenery. I just want to look out on the world.
Beavers Bend State Park is always excellent. There's so many different things to see there. So you can hike up and get this amazing overhead shot of the river. You can go down to the lake, and there's these really big rocks and beautiful sunrises and sunsets, the great color. So you have so many options there, and then you can just wander through the woods. There's deer. You can get pictures of deer if you want to do that.
That's awesome. You and I had quite an adventure getting a sunrise shot at Beavers Bend
time.
One of the many times we've been stuck on a broken boat in the middle of a large lake in Oklahoma.
Yep.
It has happened to me and Lori more than once that we were out shooting on an Oklahoma Grand Lake. Those ladies weren't even, those ladies that came and picked us up, they rescued us and it was fine. We lived to tell the tale. But
it was excellent.
Some ladies pulled up in a boat and kind of rescued us.
It
turned out to be fine.
It
was interesting. Yeah. But it was an interesting, but that was at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We were out there in the middle of June and the boat ran out of gas.
Yep.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. And we were having a good time.
Yeah,
the guy was like, I got to call the boss. And then we were like, it's fine. I don't care.
I was just,
you were shooting away. You got some amazing shots.
I did.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's a good trip.
It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too hot at that point. So we were safe.
Yeah.
A rarity in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
right. No, it was a beautiful morning. Yeah. We were shooting the lodge from the lake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was great. It was cool. Where else?
The Wichitas are, it's hard to get a bad shot at the Wichitas. You've got, the overlook on Mount Scott is awesome. There are all sorts of other mountains you can climb up if you want. And they've got the bison, elk?
Elk, they have elk. Prairie dogs.
Oh, and the prairie dogs, of course. Although I heard some story about a prairie dog recently that made me very nervous.
They will follow you. Don't get too
landscape
photography.
It was something that surprised me. Oh yeah, now I'm talking about animals, but landscapes, landscapes wise, they're there's a lot to shoot in
wildlife in your landscapes too.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes unexpectedly.
Exactly.
But don't get too close to the prairie dogs.
Yes.
I'm going to take this just completely almost unnatural segue to plug our animal issue because it's out right now. And if you like animal photography, you need to pick up the current issue of Oklahoma Today. It has a cow on it that Lori shot.
Photographed.
She didn't shoot the cow with a gun.
She shot it with a camera. Photographed a bunch of animals.
Camera. And there's a Scottish Highland cow from Goodwill up in Panhandle. How was that? That was such a great shot. I love it so much. It's one of my favorite covers we've ever done.
Yeah. So Carly and I got out there at around sunrise for a golden hour because that's the best time to photograph a cow. And basically, I had Carly and the owner with the cow treats cake. I guess the food that they eat that Aurora the cow very much loves.
It's a cake?
It's called cake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. I was like,
your cow likes cake.
I was
picturing
cake.
Y'all out there with like a wedding cake, like a multi-tiered.
That's
funnier.
Owner mentioned it, but it's just little cow pellets.
Okay.
And basically, I had them take the cow and kind of put her in position and then run past me, and the cow would follow them and run towards me, and then I would take a bunch of photos, run backwards, and then jump out of the way so she didn't run me over because she really wanted her cake.
Yeah.
And we ended up with a really good shot. I'm really proud of it. Really,
you did something on that shot that I love, and you guys are so good at this, both of you, is you weaved a crown of flowers for Aurora the cow. That just made that shot.
Thank you.
It was great. And you just got that stuff like at Walmart, right? Like you just went, yeah.
Well, I had originally made a very beautiful plastic flower crown here in the city, and then I forgot it and ended up at Walmart at 11 p.m.
Oh, no.
Buying supplies to make a new flower crown, which actually worked out better than the old one. So
man,
pleased.
You could crown a couple of cows.
I can crown so many cows.
It's so cool, though. It's such a great, and it like, I just, every time I see it, I love it because it looks like it's her wedding day or something.
Pictured is her boyfriend.
It's her boyfriend because she has a boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is very adorable. I can't quite remember his name right now, but he was a black Highland cow.
I don't know. Richard, that's not sure. It's Richard. It is now. We just renamed your cow.
He looked very emo. Yeah. It was adorable.
Yeah. But that was like the touch that made the shot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you guys are out there listening and you're, I don't know how you would hear this if you're not listening, but whatever. if you're wanting to really make your photos and sing, take inspiration from Lori and Megan, because they're just constantly adding like these wonderful creative touches to their photos, like putting flower crowns on cows.
You gotta get weird with it.
Well, yeah, man.
And go up high, get down low, you know.
Yeah.
Take things from different angles.
Yeah,
and what really, I think for me, a lot of times sets a photo apart is it's you're looking at something from a perspective that you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be really, I mean, so like if you were out in Buffalo, the Stone City, at the Selman Guest Ranch, where you can find all sorts of different, fauna out there, including our famed lesser prairie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want a shot where you're standing at your full height. Get down. You want to get a picture down where the chicken is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember I was traveling once with a friend, and she like made it a point to tell me, we were in London, and she made a point. She was like, I don't like to stop and take pictures. She's like, I want to take pictures. And this was before digital cameras, so she had one of those disposables, right? And we would be walking, and sure enough, she would walk and just go, like, and without stopping or like looking through the viewfinder or anything, she would just point her camera generally in the direction of the thing she wanted. And then we got back and she's like, why are your photos so much better than mine? I was like, because I stopped and like, I stopped walking. Like, that was step
That's
one.
Important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important.
You know, and Greg talking about getting down on the level of the chicken, that is something, thinking about that, looking at people who are just getting into photography, there is a real hesitation a lot of the time to get close to your subjects and like kind of engage
or
with
to
them.
Look foolish.
Yeah that, you know, that too, like people, you notice people are kind of far away from a lot of things they're photographing, and it's just, you get much better photos when you get comfortable going up to people. Like, and I think that's why people tend to take much better photos of people they know well or intimately, you know, like you get better pictures of your family than you're going to get of, you know, some people that you don't know or you just met somewhere, because you're more comfortable getting close to them. But yeah, I think getting up close is important.
This is one great thing about going with you, Lori, is like you're like, I've just seen you jump into things that it's like, oh, man, that's so cool. Like, it's so cool to watch you just, like, we've been in places before it was like, oh, Lord, what is happening? Like, I keep thinking about our trip to Ole Red, you know, when we were there when it was, like, busy and people were, you know, people were having a grand old time and they were really enjoying themselves. And you were just right there in the middle of it, you know, and really shooting away and just having a great time. I've seen you stand on chairs and, you know, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
If you look like you know what you're doing, people will let you get away with a lot more.
That's true. It helps if you wear a shirt with a logo, right?
Have your badge. Official gear and everything. Yeah. But just the confidence is a really big thing, because when I started out, I kind of, you know, inched up to... oh, hi, can I take your photo? Now I'm like, hello, it's me. They're like, I don't know who you are.
We should point out here for listeners, too, that Lori has bright yellow hair, and it opens a lot of doors.
It does. Yeah. I look like a Muppet, so it helps.
The cutest Muppet I ever saw.
You. Yeah. And it makes her really easy to identify.
Yeah. You know? Kids love it. You do such a good job shooting kids.
Thank you. Yeah. Photographing children.
Photographing children. I'm sorry.
I don't think anyone's very concerned.
I need to fix myself.
There are also, I really love, you know, because there are times that you do want to take those people photos and you want to take it in some place that's interesting or different or a place that's kind of made for photos. Here in Oklahoma City, I think over at the Wheeler Wheel, they've got that really great OKC that you can climb inside of. Mm-hmm. In El Reno, they have the Mother Road Monument, which is like a big Route 66 sign that you can kind of get in and play with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to, you know, take some food shots, you're right over there by Sid's Diner, which is one of the original places for the El Reno onion burger.
I feel like this is our fourth episode of the podcast.
I don't care.
Feel like we've referenced Sid's Diner on three of the
episodes.
That
seems like a photographic challenge, is it? I've never...
Yeah. Some food
burgers
is hard to...
can be tricky.
Yeah, no, some of the most delicious food just looks like garbage in a photograph, and I don't know.
Stews especially very hard.
Some of these onion burgers, too, it's hard to capture the glory of, of a hamburger or something,
Very flat.
Or like a meatloaf.
Don't Instagram your Ethiopian food. Delicious.
I disagree. You know what?
I could do
it. Lori can make it work.
You'd have to be very... Yeah. It is easy to get some bad photos of that food. And that's a shame, because it's pretty glorious. Yeah. But,
I shot another one of my favorite covers, which is our 17 patty hamburger from
That was
flipping awesome.
That was very fun.
The
shoot.
Second we saw that photo, we were like, cover!
Greg helped me with it. Greg was the official balancer of the burger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That was...
It's just such a ridiculous exaggerated hamburger, but
it's one you can actually order.
I'm sure it's
patty
delicious.
It was really good. I could not eat anymore, and then Lori had to drive us home with me reclining as far back in the seat and just sort of groaning obscenely on the entire, just like,
on full blast. It was going to be okay.
How many of those patties did you get through?
I think I got through five or six.
Okay, so listeners, if you want to beat Greg at the Pawpaw's Food Challenge, you can go to Chickasha, Pawpaw's Hamburgers, and you can order this 17 patty hamburger and see how many you get through.
You could also,
I'm going to put this out there. If someone listening to this wants to go to Pawpaw's, if they can beat Greg, if they can eat six patties of that burger or more, we will give them a free 1-year subscription to the magazine.
Okay.
Just email us, oktpod@travelok.com. Email us and let us know. You got to send photos, though. Photos or it didn't happen.
Oh, man, I'm getting hungry. Yeah.
Photos or it didn't happen. Hey,
it happens every time we record one of these podcasts.
We're running out of time, so do you have any other, like, final, absolute, must-have photo tips?
For landscape photography, a wide depth of field is really important. If you're shooting on manual mode, get it. F16, F22, go for it. You can do this.
Okay.
I believe in you.
There we go. We've got events coming up this week for everybody. October 2nd in Altus, Celebrity Storytime. Celebrity in quotes. community members are coming to the Southern Prairie Library System at 10:30 a.m. Weekly. It's recommended for kids up to age 5, but anybody's welcome.
Yeah, celebrity, like local celebrities. Like
yeah.
Wiz Khalifa went to junior high in Altus, but he's not going to be there.
No, it's like firefighters or nurses,
cool.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. October 3rd in Tulsa, our friend and freelance writer Amanda Simcoe is teaming with Rub food truck owner Joel Bine for a pop-up cheese and charcuterie bar at Mother Road Market. That's cool. I'm gonna go. As they work toward opening their own brick and mortar restaurant.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. I'm all about cheese and charcuterie.
Yes.
Cheese more than charcuterie, but yeah, I love that.
October 5th in Ardmore is CASA's inaugural. When I read it, it actually said first annual. Not kidding. CASA's inaugural superhero fun run. Ages 2 through 12, kids in costumes running, and they're raising money for CASA, which is court-appointed special advocates.
This is a really cool organization, by the way, because when there's any kind of a court case involving children, they have the child, no matter who else is involved, the child has their own lawyer, and these people advocate in court for children.
Yeah.
So it's for a really, really, really good cause. So if you are a runner or just a fun enjoyer or someone who cares about children, then I would highly suggest going to that. October 5th in Guymon, Bacon, Barbecue, Blues, and Brews, four of my favorite things that start with B, is Saturday, October 5th in downtown Guymon. Jason Ricci and the Bad Kind and the Bag Jacks will perform. There's a free barbecue dinner, as well as learning tips and tricks from pit masters. That's fun. A bacon cooking contest and a cornhole tournament.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow. Can I judge the bacon cooking contest? Hey,
man,
Guymon.
I'm already sending emails. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
October 6th in Moore at the First Moore Baptist Church, they are having the Punkin' Chunkin' Festival.
These things are so much fun.
So after their services that day at 12:30 out at the sports field, they're going to have hay rides, apple cannons, face painting, yard games, stick horse races, a bunch of free food, and most importantly, a trebuchet to launch pumpkins. I mean,
so grab a pumpkin and go down to First Baptist and have
some fun. And we hope you guys had fun. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you, Megan and Lori.
Yes,
too, for being
thank you all
here.
For
that
coming
fun.
In.
Yeah,
of course.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you don't miss an episode. Rate and review us online. Send any questions or comments to oktpod@travelok.com. We hope to talk to you again next week here on the Oklahoma Today podcast.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, I forgot to tell them to keep their horizons straight.
Guys, you heard it here
first. I hadn't even stopped recording. Keep your horizons
straight. Oh, and we should thank both the good folks at The Vault for letting
Vault
us record our podcast. And once again, our sponsors, MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition.
Yes.
Thank you guys for your support.
Just because I don't want to break the streak, I have to just mention the existence of Urban Agrarian because they have appeared
in
every single episode, and they're right here. Connected to the Vault 405 in Edmond. We thank the Vault 405 and Citizens Bank and MIO.
And I'm sorry.
I can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. If you would like any more great Oklahoma content, please visit us at oklahomatoday.com. Subscribe to the magazine, Oklahoma Today. You can find us on all different social medias at Oklahoma Today. And we're just really great people, and we hope you love us. Bye.